This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
People have to understand what ijada means. You know what happens? In Islam, we have shahada. Shahada means you learn properly. When you are qualified, then teacher gives you a certificate. Now you can teach this subject. Ijada means the teacher gives you permission to use his chain of narration once you're qualified. So if I give you ijada, it means you can use my chain of narration when you become qualified. You still keep learning, you become alim. Once you become alim or alima, then you can use it. So ijada is always good because it gets barakah, and also sometimes you get very high ijada. Ijada does not make you alim, to try to understand. If I give ijada for all hadith, it does not mean you become alim for all the hadith. No, it only means when you become alim, then you can use my chain of narration to connect you to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can say, I narrate this hadith from so and so, going back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ijada is not shahada. Ijada is only a permission to use the chains of the teacher for going by connecting yourself to the authors of those books and also to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's all ijada is. So ijada is very, people should take ijada because this makes you part of the family. Is it clear to everybody?